Colleges and universities are scrambling to deal with President Trump's ban on travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries. This weekend, a Boston federal court ruled the president's order cannot keep two UMass Dartmouth professors out of the U.S., at least for now. But Boston-area school presidents, professors, and students say they just don't know what's next. Louise Kennedy of WBUR's Edify team spoke with the UMass Dartmouth professors and has more in the latest report in our ongoing series called Mass Impact, The Trump Effect.
I'm associate professor at the University of Massachusetts.
Mazdak Tutgaboni is a UMass Dartmouth professor from Iran and a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. with a green card. So is his wife. Still, they spent about 3 hours Saturday night stuck in immigration screening at Boston's Logan Airport. They were happy the judges ruled that they should get through, but it wasn't the way professors usually come home from an academic conference in France.
Yeah, I was confused.
Tutgaboni isn't the only one. Even after the Boston judges stayed the president's order for 7 days, the turmoil has left scores of professors and their students unsure whether they can leave the country or come back if they do go abroad. Shiva Dasjerdi is studying for a doctorate in chemistry at Boston University. Her family is from Iran, and she attended Sunday's demonstration against the ban in Copley Square. Dasjerdi says her father is stuck in Iran right now, even though he has a green card.
So yeah, everything is kind of confusing.
Dasjerdi says some fellow BU students are in Iran now too. How many are in the same boat? Even university presidents can't say for certain. Here's UMass president Marty Meehan.
This is a situation where we're not really sure how many are traveling, how many are at academic conferences in different parts of the world.
Meehan says the ban could damage institutions like his.
It would have a chilling effect on UMass's ability to attract faculty from around the world, researchers around the world, and students.
There will be some uncertainty and a good deal of anxiety.
Malik Gotcham teaches history at MIT. He's heard that at least 30 MIT students could be affected by the ban.
But the university community, I think, is going to be taking a very strong and unified stance against this. It's really galvanized the university.
The order has also galvanized lawyers. Gotcham happens to be one himself. He worries about students and colleagues who may get stranded, and he notes just how hard it could be to help, even with a court order that tells international airlines they must allow these passengers to fly to the U.S.
There's an enforcement issue here that's really quite unique. I mean, you don't get many federal court orders where the degree to which you can enforce them depends on something that's happening in Dubai.
Gotcham thinks the courts will ultimately strike down the ban as unconstitutional, but he would not bet a client's freedom on it.
You know, if I had a client overseas right now, I would want them in the country, you know, for sure within 7 days.
And now that Mazdak Tutgaboni has landed back in Boston, he won't be going abroad again anytime soon.
Not for a while, I guess, to be on the safe side.
For international academics like Tutgaboni, the future is still up in the air. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Louise Kennedy.